We are joined right now by a shortstop for the St. Louis Cardinals. A couple of hits, a run, a double in last night's win over Milwaukee. On the season, he is hitting .330, four home runs, 20 runs, 11 runs batted in. Top 10 in the NL in runs and batting average. He was a fourth-round pick out of Illinois State back in 2015. St. Louis is tied for first in the NL Central. They're at home tonight against Milwaukee. Paul DeJong is my guest. Paul, it's really nice to have you on. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you. So you're coming off that 13-5 win last night. Matt Carpenter had a couple of hits. Paul Goldschmidt had three. You had two. Jose Martinez had two. Dexter Fowler had four. Fowler was saying afterwards that it's contagious. So how good does it feel when everybody's getting up and making an impact literally every time they pick up the bat?
Yeah, that seventh inning was pretty big for us. I got up twice in the inning. You know, that's always a good sign, but I think our offense is starting to click a little bit. We're not relying on the home run. We're beating teams multiple ways, you know, passing the baton, good base running, walks, and taking that extra base.
Listen, I know you're not looking to make it about you, but your teammates will do so. For instance, catcher Yadier Molina said of you, quote, "This kid can do it all. He can pick it. He can swing it. He can run the bases. I'm just happy for the great start that he's had," end quote. I mean, I don't need to tell you, but that is extremely high praise from one of the best to ever play the position. What's it mean to you to know that you've earned that kind of respect from a teammate like that?
It's just it's an honor to be able to play with him. You know, playing shortstop, I get to see him, his every move, and I've learned so much from Yadi. He's a, you know, living legend in this city, and just saw him get his ninth gold glove last night on the field. So truly inspiring. Makes me want to play even better to get up to that level.
Paul DeJong is joining us. Now, I think a lot of people know this, but some don't. You were a biochemistry major in college. So when it comes to hitting, how much of it is an art and how much of it is science? As an example, are you digging really deep on spin rates and launch angles, or do you take a different approach?
Well, I dive into the analytics when it comes to preparing for the starting pitcher. Just kind of maybe just paint a picture in my mind of what his fastball looks like, or you know, if his fastball has a high spin rate, that means it's going to look like it kind of a little rises a little bit, and he might be a little quicker to the plate than you might think. So for me, it just kind of paints a picture of what this guy's ball's shape is going to look like, the slider, the fastball, whatever else he's got. And then I go up there and just use my eyes.
All right, so you've also done some work with Dr. Lawrence Rocks on how the elasticity of a baseball changes with air temperature. And you've also spent some time on how tendon chemistry can help athletes avoid injury. What were the conclusions regarding the impact of air temperature on a baseball?
We found that at medium temperatures, the ball would be most elastic because at low temperatures, the less energy, the ball wouldn't bounce as much. And at super high temperatures, it gets kind of mushy and doesn't bounce as much either. But that's just kind of a result thing. I was more interested in the tendons and how I can train my body to be more prepared and also to, you know, realize that strength training isn't everything when it comes to baseball. It's more about, you know, power and using your natural ability.
We're talking to Paul DeJong. Now, you were a fourth-round pick out of Illinois State, as I mentioned. You were never ranked as a top 10 prospect by Baseball America, but at the same time, you moved right through the minors. What was your journey like through the minor leagues for you?
Well, the Cardinals gave me plenty of opportunities. They moved me up fast, and this is an organization that, you know, if you play well, they're going to move you up, and they challenged me, and, you know, I felt like I was always just trying to be the best player on that team and, you know, keep moving up the levels and keep that same mentality. And, you know, I think that's something that never stops. And, you know, I had great support all the way up with the coaching staff and the other players around me and helped me get better. So I, you know, never felt overmatched, just felt like on to the next one.
Now, when you were called up, you homered in your first major league at bat. What do you remember about that moment and that at bat?
Well, I didn't get there until about the fifth inning, thanks to a flight delay out of Memphis that morning. But, you know, I just remember being super calm and waiting for my opportunity and, you know, got on deck in the eighth and didn't get up. So I let off the ninth, 1-0 fastball right where I wanted it, and, you know, put a good swing on it. And that nice Colorado air kind of drifted it out
Paul DeJong joining us. You know, when Paul Goldschmidt arrived from Arizona, your manager, Mike Schilt, had said that he felt like the team had six potential gold glove fielders, which means he was including you as one of the six. Now, as a reminder, you hit 44 home runs in your first two seasons. So if you've got that kind of bat as a shortstop, you could probably, I guess I could argue, be an average defensive player, and you're going to have a job for a decade. So why is it so important to you to keep doing the small things to make sure that you are fighting for a gold glove?
Just because I want to be that complete player. I want to be able to run the bases. I want to be able to make elite plays. I want to be able to hit home runs and drive guys in. So to me, you know, there's a laundry list of awards that, you know, I'm gunning for, like the Silver Slugger, Gold Glove, All-Star, World Series, all those types of accolades are what I'm, you know, striving for. So, you know, it's all part of being a good baseball player, and shortstop's an important position. So I know about making plays for my pitchers is a huge thing for us.
And then, of course, a lot of it's about preparation and routine. You recently did an interview with the Positive Coaching Alliance where you talked about your preparation and your daily routine. And it's a routine that covers stretching, skill work, and mental preparation. Like, how long is that routine, and how valuable is it for you in getting ready to play?
Yeah, it can be mundane and tedious at times, but you got to learn how to kind of leave your phone in your locker and go and do your work. So, you know, it's something I've been working on since I got into professional baseball in 2015, just how to take care of myself every day to be able to go out there and play at my best. But, you know, it starts when I get there with, you know, doing my stretching and my, like, corrective exercises, and then taking care of my arm, and then getting on the field, doing my hitting, doing my ground balls, and checking in on the pitcher for the day, and then, you know, just kind of some relaxation time in there too, just kind of unwind and get ready for the game.
Hey, Paul, really quickly, what you mentioned about sometimes you got to put the phone down and just do the work. It's such a fascinating concept because I've got a couple of kids, a couple of teenagers, and we always have that conversation, but it's not just teenagers, right? I mean, even Cliff Kingsbury, mm-hmm. the Cardinals, said, we're trying to shorten our meetings so guys can get back and check their phones because we know they will. Is that an issue even at, like, the major league level? Do guys have trouble putting their phones down?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a societal problem, you know, just kind of that addiction or, you know, that need for information. So, you know, for me, I catch myself at times just wanting to, you know, leave it in my locker and go and just kind of enjoy the moment. So I think there's definitely, you know, some room for free will in there to kind of say, hey, I'm gonna leave this here and go focus on something else for now, and it'll be there when I get back.
All right, so it doesn't mean necessarily, though, that it's all work all the time. You
right.
did some ice fishing, and from the looks of the photos on your Instagram, it was pretty successful. What were the highlights, and what's it take to be a great fisherman?
Well, it's nice to have some local buddies and family up in northern Wisconsin and kind of show you which lakes to go on, but take some patience and you know, also some finesse to pull a fish in like that. You got to, like, give and take. You can't just start pulling it up like a bat out of hell. You got to, you know, let it run and pull it in and let it run back and tire it out and pull it through that hole.
Hey, Paul, I don't really know my Wisconsin geography that well, but I'm learning. Like, last summer, I went to Eagle River. I'm going to go back there again, I think, this summer.
You were very close.
Okay, that's what I'm getting at. How close am I to where you were?
About 30 minutes.
Oh, nice. Nice. So where I am, there's probably some good ice fishing, right?
Absolutely, yeah, and great summer fishing, too. So all times of the year.
All right, so what's your advice for somebody who just, like, I'm a city guy. I'm a Los Angeles guy. Man, I have no clue. Like, I did some fly fishing in Montana. It seemed like a great idea. It went really badly for me. Any advice for me?
Yeah, you want to get yourself an electric auger. That's the new ion auger. It's the newest technology, no gas. Get yourself some tip-ups, and I would use live bait on a treble hook, and it's just that simple.
How about beer? Do I need any beer? Would that help?
You might need beer or maybe a fifth of Fireball to warm you up out there
okay.
If it's a little cold.
I like it. Hey, listen, you don't mind if I hit you up, right? If I get out there, I'm kind of lost and struggling, maybe I can hit you up for some more advice?
Anytime. Early January, I'll be up there.
Okay, man. I'll look for you. My man, Paul DeJong, St. Louis Cardinals shortstop, having a really good start to the year, and they're in first. Paul, really nice to have you on. I appreciate you, and thank you for the conversation.
Thanks, Jim. I appreciate being on.
Great talking to you. Really well done. Really well done. All right, so I got me a little guide, an ice fishing guide.